Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I would still have love for you. Like, I wouldn't judge you or whatever, but like, I'm gonna go find somebody else.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Friends That Benefits podcast, a podcast where you never know.
You never know where the conversation is going to go.
You never know what you're going to learn.
You never know.
You never know. You're just here for the good times.
Especially in this new year.
It's 2023. Can you believe it?
Happy, happy, happy New Year's.
Happy, happy New Year's for everybody.
Happy, 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 happy New Year's. Hope everybody's doing okay. Hopefully everybody got into this year super excited and yeah. Excited for the year to come. So my G, first of all, let's do a recap on the past year.
2022. Not a lot of good things happened in 2022.
How has your year been personally?
Personally? I felt like 2023 needs to give me my ass back. Cause 2022 took my ass. I don't got no ass no more. I'm gonna need my ass back.
We're talking like
physical ass. Okay. Yes. I got skinny in 2022 and my bum's gone. I'm gonna need my bum back.
So for the people that don't know, you have a thing and I still think it's a nonsense. I think it's absolutely bollocks.
I think it actually works.
But you think that French fries gives you a bigger ass.
It does.
I don't see the science in that.
It's just carbs, no?
But it's like, just carbs. Yeah, but there's but carbs only potatoes, in bread. Yeah. There's carbs in everything else. But you think it's not just the potatoes. You think it's specifically
fries.
French fries
yeah.
that give you a big bum.
Yeah.
So tell me, why is it not working no more?
I don't eat fries like I used to. It literally gave me nyash when I was younger.
I can buy you French fries every day if you want. I can sponsor that journey for you. And I promise you,
that would be the most amazing sponsor ever.
It's not going to give you a bigger bum.
It's going to give me a bigger bum.
I can buy you fries weekly if you want.
Do it. Do it.
For real?
Literally do it. Let's bring my ass back 2023.
Let's do it.
Bring Root's ass back 2023. That's what this year represents for me. Bring Root's ass back.
That's your New Year's
resolution. She needs it, man.
That's your New Year's resolution.
That is literally my New Year's resolution. I need my ass back.
All right, that's the mission for now.
Yeah. So if you want to sponsor with the fries, I'm here to eat.
Yeah. All right, then, let's do that. I'm going to sponsor the fries. And I actually mean that because I don't see any science behind it.
We're going to measure fries? If
we... Yes. We can do a before and after.
Holy shit. Okay.
We can do all of that because I think of it like this, yeah? Calories is calories. It depends on how much you eat totally.
Yeah.
One specific food is not going to go to one specific place in your body. That's the part that my mind cannot understand.
I'm telling you.
But you have been so adamant on this belief because you have believed this since we basically met.
Yeah.
And I just can't convince you
that it doesn't work.
I just can't get you to see that.
Bread goes to my tummy.
Oh my God.
And fries goes to my ass.
If anything, it's like placebo effect. That's how you want to see it. So that's how you end up seeing it. But there's no scientific proof to back it.
But I don't remember if I used to just put it in the oven or if I used to fry it.
Yeah.
But I used to make fries and just put it in a bowl and just put mayonnaise or some kind of dip on the side and just dip and eat. It was delicious. It was growing my ass. Like both me and my body were very satisfied.
Nah, fam. I don't read that.
All right, then let's see. Let's see how it works out.
If you enter the gym right? And you start hitting like legs and everything and you're still eating fries. I mean, it's gonna go to the part of your body like where you're working out the most. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm. It depends on like what type of work that you're putting in. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter like exactly what specific food that you're trying to eat. That's like, I just look at it from a biological perspective. Yeah. The food, you put it in your body, the cells that need it take it. The cells that need it take it.
It my ass needs it then.
No. It's not like your ass is calling for the potatoes. Ah, come to me. Ah, I want to get bigger. Like, nah, fam. But look, we're going to go on this journey together, right? Yeah. And we're going to feed you as much fries as we can.
Yes.
And we're going to see if it only goes to your ass. I can guarantee you, if you're eating more calories than you need, it's not just going to go to your ass. It's going to go everywhere. We're going to measure your arms too and see.
Don't bring my arms into this.
Floppy.
Do not bring my arms into this. You know how sensitive I am about my arms now?
Isn't like every girl sensitive about their arms?
I'm so sensitive about my arms.
Y'all got like those
floppy
arms.
No, like you don't get it. Talking about yours, like when I hit 21, my arms got started getting floppy.
Really?
It literally started getting floppy. And I was so fucking confused because I never noticed this before. Like, you don't understand how insecure I got.
Word.
Like, once my arms, it literally started getting floppy, bro.
Does it like...
It literally like waves. And wobble. I'm not going to show you guys. Okay? Don't fucking ask me. Don't ask me. Okay? It's so embarrassing. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I want to like... actually want to go to gym for.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can help you with that.
Because my arms cannot be floppy, bro.
At least something that doesn't jiggle for like 10 seconds after you shake it. I'm not saying that's what you got, but I'm just saying that would be nice.
I'm not gonna lie. I felt a little bit of time.
You know, but you know what's sexy on a woman?
What's sexy on a woman?
A good back. You got the little butterfly muscles on your back.
Yeah.
I find that so attractive.
Is it the muscles beside like the spine?
Yeah, I just want to see like some tone on your back. Like that is hot. That really gets you going.
My back hasn't left me yet, so we're good on that. We're good on that still.
I mean, you don't got back muscles though.
I do got...
I mean...
It's still toned. It still looks
toned. Yeah.
So
for sure.
We're still good on that.
Have you seen
my arms has left me. My arms has left me since I was 21.
Yeah, disappointed you.
Disappointment. Yeah. It used to be skinny, you know?
Hey.
Madness.
Do you know, have you seen, I mean, you've definitely seen this video, Joro by Wizkid. The girl in that music video.
Who?
The song's name is Joro. It goes like this. Joro. You have definitely heard the song. And okay. I'm pretty sure you've seen the video as well.
Okay.
The girl in the music video.
She banging.
Bruh. There's a scene where like, I don't think she had like a top on.
Yeah.
And it was like a shot from the back. And she was like twerking or whining, whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she had her back like pressed a little bit. And then the muscles were defined. I don't know if she did pull-ups before they filmed that set. But I just know that scene with her back. That's when I realized that I like back muscles.
No, back muscles
back
are
muscles
are
is,
sexy.
Is the shit.
Especially when you wear like an open back.
I like me a strong woman. I like me a toned woman.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah, you do.
I like me a fit body.
You do.
I like me
you
a fit
really
body.
Do.
I really do.
Yeah.
Because you can look good like without going to the gym. Like you, for example, you look stunning and you don't even go to the gym, right?
Like I told you, let me know when I'm 30, then everything gonna start falling apart.
Everything.
Falling apart.
But the thing is, you can look naturally like thick and whatever, but if you put that, for me personally, if you put that and you put like a fit gym body, like a gym ass, I feel like 9 out of 10, I would still go for that.
Gym ass? Yeah. I don't like gym asses.
I love gym asses.
They're too strong, bro. They don't even jiggle like
they
that.
They jiggle like that.
They
fuck
literally
you
don't
talking
jiggle
about?
Like
fuck
that.
Fuck is you talking about? We clearly haven't seen the same.
Jiggle like
we
that.
We clearly haven't seen
I'ma
the same.
I'm going to need some fat. I don't want no muscle. I'm gonna need some fat.
I'm gonna do me a
I want the fat booty. I don't want no muscle booty.
That's the thing though. Like, I think of it like in a realistic and long term perspective.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I like me a gym body.
Yeah, you do.
Because I know that shit, you're going to be able to maintain it. But what happens with like the natural body that you just have, like that you just built thick, right? That's good for some time.
Think about the future, man.
Fam, that's good for some time, yeah? But the moment you hit like 30 and you haven't like already made that a habit, what's going to happen? It's going to fall.
I'm going to fall. I'm definitely going to fall.
If you continue at this rate and I start feeding you like the fries and everything, trust me, daddy. Trust me. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to need to find something that's fun to do, to exercise. Because I'm not about to hit the gym. I probably would want to do like the classes. That would be fun.
Yeah.
But just bare going to the gym, that's not going to be me. So I'm not hitting the gym 2023. I just want my ass back.
Yeah.
And fries is going to serve that to me. That's why I feel.
Oh my God.
But if fries takes it to my arm, then we're going to fight.
It is going to take fries, it to your arms.
Stop.
It is going to take it to your arms. Stop. Like, I'm doing this specifically. You know, like, I'm about to be a licensed personal trainer. I'm going to do this as research.
You're
going to research on you. And then when we get there and you see that it's not the way that you thought about it, you can be like a client case for me. I can take it from floppy arms. I'm not saying it's floppy, but like I can take you to where you want to go.
Floppy arms.
Now listen. Don't take it personal. I think I can take you from where you don't want to be to where you want to be, and that could be good advertisement for me as well. So it's like it's a win-win situation.
That would be awesome. I'm so into that.
Like I can help you. Like I know for a fact if you give me the chance, yeah.
I gave you the chance once before.
Yeah, but that's before I was licensed.
Quit.
Hey, I worked out with my ex. Like, we went to the gym once.
Yeah, she hated you, huh?
Yo, she left the gym crying.
No!
I swear to God.
No!
I'm not even making this shit up.
Wait, you fucking lying. I don't believe you.
She left the gym crying, bro. I feel like this is TMI because she probably might listen to this, but she literally left the gym crying. But the whole thing is,
what did you do to the poor girl?
I didn't force her to go to the gym.
Are you sure about that?
I don't think I forced her.
Well, you did tell her she got floppy arms.
No, I didn't do none of that. See, one thing I can't stand, one thing I can't stand is if you're going to be complaining about something, I don't go into a relationship or whatever, or I don't start seeing somebody and I notice something about you and I start bringing you down on it. But if you see something about yourself that you don't like personally, right? You know you don't like that and you complain about it to me, right? I expect you to be putting in the work to make that change. Because one thing I hate is that you keep complaining about the same stuff all the time. The first five times I might listen, but after that I'm gonna just tell you, all right, let's put in the work, let's get rid of this. Because
have a solution,
because I can't stand you just complaining about it and not putting in like any steps necessary. Because at the end of the day, I become tired of hearing about the same shit all the time. So that's what happened. She would complain. I feel like I might be putting our business out like a little bit.
Let's not specify.
Like she would basically complain about her body. Like, I would like to change this. And it became too much. Like it would be repetitive. So I'm like, all right, cool. Let's put in the work. Like, let's go to the gym. Like, I don't see the problem. I'm fit. I've got some experience. Like, I can help you.
Yeah.
So we went to the gym and the excuses started. My knees hurt. This and that and that. And I'm trying to get her to do the exercises.
Yo, you thought I was lying when I literally told you like my hip was hurting. You won't
let me finish the story. She was like, I was like, look, you like the reason why it is like that is because like you haven't built the muscles that you need to necessarily strengthen that part. And going to the gym for the first time, it hurts.
Everything hurts.
Like the first couple of weeks when you start going to the gym, if anybody has this as a New Year's resolution, mind you, what's happening in those first couple of weeks is that you're adapting, maybe not physically, but neurologically. That's where it hurts the most. Because I realized for myself when I stopped going to the gym for a long time and I come back, the hardest part is the mental part. So that was her first time going to the gym. I just wanted us to get like through this first day and try to make it a habit. And I know for a fact that eventually the knee pain, whatever it was going to go away. But I think I might have been like a little bit harsh. I should have been like a bit softer. She got mad at me and then she started crying in the middle of the gym and then she left. I just didn't know what to do. I came back home and yeah, she was pissed and yeah, that was that.
Obviously.
But
you
I made a girl cry in the gym, bro.
You but
I
was
too. Almost made you cry as well, like when we went to the gym, didn't I?
No, because he's very rough, yeah? And I had pain on my hip. Like, I literally had pain on my bone somewhere here. Like, yeah. I had pain. Like, it felt like my bones were, like, going like this. It's very weird. Mm. And I kept on complaining about it. But this nigga don't give a fuck. He literally don't give a fuck. But I can't believe you made your girl cry.
Yeah.
In the gym.
In the gym, bro.
Yeah, you do need this personal training course. Yeah,
because now I feel like I got the competence to be able to help somebody.
Okay.
Because now if you tell me that you got like hip pain, I've been taught like how to work around, because like everybody's body's built different.
Yeah.
One exercise might not suit you, but I had my mind fixed on this one exercise.
Yeah.
Which was the leg lunges.
Yeah.
And clearly it wasn't working. So if I had the experience that I have now,
yeah,
I might have been able to say, yeah, let's do this instead and see how that feels. Mm. And then gradually build up. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you done fucked up or not?
I done fucked up.
But
come at me, like I promise you, yeah. I want you to be as engaged as I am, cause like I want to have a transformation, cause like that's the type of clients that I'm trying to take. I'm trying to take clients that want to have a body transformation and help them get to where they want to get. And I also want to help you be able to do that.
Yeah.
If you want to have a movie star body, come at me, bro.
I want Lori Harvey's body. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not saying I'm going to get you there. But I'm going to try my best to get you there. You feel me?
Like, I went, oh my God. I went to catch my train once. Mm. I couldn't breathe for like 30 minutes. And I you know, like when you're like heavily breathing and you can feel like blood in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, and you feel like it's burning between your chest.
It's fucking burning. Yeah, and I'm in the train now. I'm sitting and I can't. I felt like I was gonna faint. So
too young to be feeling that way.
I literally
way too young to be feeling that way.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Yeah. Because
like, oh my God. I tried running.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop. I couldn't breathe for like an hour after that. Mm. I had like the chest burn, the whole shebang. So my health is literally in shambles right now. Mm-hmm. So, and I did faint and stuff like that as well, like last year, like 2022.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna need to get that in order too. I just want to get my health in order.
Yeah.
I want to look better and get my ass big. That's my New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your New Year's resolution? Do you have one?
I feel like 2023 is gonna be a great fucking year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like 2023 is gonna be a fantastic year for me.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to manifest anyways. Because for me, like the whole process actually started from 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 2020. 2020 was like a catastrophic year for like majority of the world's population.
Because of COVID. Yeah.
But for me, that was the year where my life actually started. Because I mean it in this way. That was the year when I started working for the most part, because that's when I got my papers.
Yeah.
And that's also the year where I got to know that I am intolerant to like gluten, lactose, soya and everything.
Yeah.
So before that, yeah, I was basically incapable. Like I couldn't allow, like I know I'm very competent in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But I couldn't allow myself to dream that far because I didn't have the capabilities for it.
Because you didn't feel good.
Because I didn't feel good.
Yeah.
Like, I would never have been able to keep a job if I was still living the way that I used to live. Because, first of all, I couldn't sleep for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
I would try to sleep, but I would always fall asleep by, like, 3 a.m. So, usually, on a regular basis, I was getting, like, about 3-4 hours of deep sleep. And that's because, like, I would be up so late that my body physically can't keep me awake no more.
Mm.
So that's when it started for me. But I've slowly recovered and now it's been like about 2 years and now I feel fantastic. So I would say like I'm on the journey to like being fully recovered from that traumatic experience. That's exactly what it was for me.
It was bread. the bread.
Hey, this is something that I've always wanted to say. If you are gluten intolerant, right? Or lactose intolerant, you cannot for the life of me be arrogant. There should be no single arrogance in your body, because bread can humble you. Milk can humble you. Like literally, yeah, I am the type of person where if you sprinkle some breadcrumbs in my food, in my lunch, or you sprinkle some flour, that's literally going to humble me. I'm going to be in a fetus position at home, literally in pain. Okay?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you are intolerant, if you have lactose intolerance, you don't have the right to be arrogant, because milk can literally humble you.
Or any type of allergy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, 2023 is like, I'm on the journey of that recovery, and I felt like better than ever.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just see possibilities, to be honest. Mm. I just see possibilities. I feel like in 2023, one of my biggest goals is to create like multiple sources of income. That's like my main goal for this year. At least have like 4 or 5 different streams of income. Because this whole like getting paid 12 times a year from, it's not for me. 365 days in a year, I'm only getting paid 12 times. That's not the destiny that I see for myself.
Because you eat half your money.
Exactly, that part. Like, how am I going to be able to say, build a family, do all of that? It's not a possibility.
Yeah, you know we talked about it in the last podcast that he eats a lot and he eats like literally all his money up. So
I'm telling you, fam.
Yeah, you're going to need those
incomes. I'm going to need those extra incomes. I need something to take care of my like groceries and shit like that. But yeah, that's what I would say like is at the top, like creating multiple streams of income.
Yeah.
For this year. But what's been the biggest lesson of 2022 for you?
2022, the biggest lesson.
Mm.
I feel like I had a lot.
Because
it was a lot of dramatic changes in my life, in my personal life,
mm-hmm.
during those years. Like, I learned a lot more about myself, like self-reflecting. So there's a lot of like... there's a lot of deep shit that I learned, definitely.
Mm.
I definitely learned that I lack a lot of empathy. Not a lot of, but I don't really like to say it. I lack some empathy towards men.
Mm-hmm.
And that I learned like after I moved in with this family and stuff like that. And I also become an auntie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a whole ass auntie now.
That was a big change, yeah. That was
a big ass change. And I'm an auntie to a boy.
Mm.
So it felt like a new door kind of opened my life to be like, oh yeah, there are men that exist in this world. Like,
I'm not going to lie, yeah. That sounds a bit like, you know, when men are accused of like harassing somebody.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, but I have a mom, I have daughters. It sounds a bit like that.
Holy
it's like
fuck.
You couldn't see the value or the size of a man until you became an auntie to a guy.
No, not only that. Mm. It's because like I moved into a family home as well.
And there was a good man there as well.
There was a good man there that take care of his family and loves for them and everything. And then he had boys.
Yeah, exactly.
So like I was around a lot of men.
Mm.
I was never allowed. I was never around that many men in my life ever.
Yeah.
So that kind of like same. I see them on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So it kind of like, I don't know, it just makes you, it made you guys more human to me. I know it sounds like ridiculous to say, but it's actually like true.
Where have I been though? Because you've been around me for some time.
No, I have been around you, but we don't meet that often as we do now when we have the podcast.
Yeah.
And we never even had like that many deep conversations either as we have had last year, 2022.
I mean, we have had some deep conversations, like even 2021.
What did we have a discussion
about?
Fam,
I used to come over to your place, like when you used to live by yourself.
Yeah. But we used to just chill. We used to just gig.
We didn't,
to be honest.
No, we used to talk mad shit.
What did we talk about?
We used to talk mad shit. I'm not even going to lie. We used to talk mad shit, like relationships and life. Basically, just the way that it is.
No, I felt like, yeah, we always talk about that though.
Yeah.
No, this last year was different because it was like more like emotional. You get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, like family and stuff like that.
Family, emotions, and like, yeah, things like that. So it is different.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm gonna tell you one thing that I think you should work on 2022. And you tell me one thing you think I should work on 2022.
Oh, 2023, yeah.
2023.
Yeah. We're still adjusting, people.
Still adjusting. I'm going to be writing 2022 on my books for like at least 2 months.
Yeah, you know, I remember when you used to write school. That.
Yeah. I swear to God, it would take me at least...
till February, March. Yeah.
Before I adjust into that year. That was such a thing.
That's
crazy.
Actually true.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, one thing I think that you should definitely work on is opening up. Like, be in your emotion when you are in your emotion. Because I've told you this before. You're very, like, closed off when it comes to, like, emotions. I feel like in our dynamic, I feel like I open up a lot more than you do. Because you could be going through some shit, like, family issues, you will still talk about it, but you would just talk about like the very shallow part. Like, I would know that it's a big thing and it's bothering you, but you don't want to get into it. You don't want to actually get into the nitty-gritty of it. And I feel like that's something that you should definitely work on. I don't know if you talk about it with somebody else and that helps the function of like opening it up. Maybe you talk about it with your sister or somebody else that you're really close with. Mm. But if you're doing that, that's fine. At least you're opening up to somebody. But if you're like the same way with everybody as you are with me, I feel like that's not healthy. You need to actually open up.
That's not healthy.
It's not healthy. You need to get into the deep nitty-gritty of like your emotions and what you're actually feeling. Because it always feels like you're holding back and you're not really trying to express everything. Because I don't know, maybe you might be afraid that you're gonna actually cry and you don't want people to see you like that. But
of course, who wants people to see them cry?
That's what I'm saying.
So annoying. Like,
you gotta don't basically try to hold in the emotion. Just like let it go, express like how you actually feel, and that will help the situation. Do you feel like that's an accurate
thing to say? Yeah. I do talk to my sister about like those type of issues and shit like that, but I don't ever get like into details like that because I just don't want to bother everybody else with my problems. I feel like everybody else has their own problems too. You get what I mean?
See, that's the issue. Everybody else does have their problems.
Suffer in silence. You know what I mean?
No, I would expect like a guy to say that. I would expect me to say that, but I wouldn't expect you to say that. Like, why do you have to suffer in silence? Like, if you know there's people around you that actually care, like, open up.
And what?
That's the thing, though. Just like I was telling you about earlier, it becomes a problem if you're complaining about something all the time and you're not changing or you're not learning from it. That's when it becomes an issue. But if you're opening up about something that's really bothering you, like, no matter what it is, I'm not going to shut somebody down for opening up to me. Like, I will actually listen. I would actually try to comfort you. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, shit, that's like, I'm dealing with my own shit. A friend wouldn't say that. A friend wouldn't do that.
No, a friend wouldn't do that. But I feel like...
And you shouldn't feel like that person is going to block you off or like be cold to you because you're actually opening up. Yes, everybody does have their own problem. Mm. But if somebody is there for you and they care for you, you should be able to open up to them. And that shouldn't be an issue. That shouldn't threaten your friendship in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know? That's how I feel, though. You should work on that a little bit. Maybe you don't want to talk to friends about deep stuff like that. Get you a therapist.
I need a motherfucking therapist.
Who doesn't?
We all do, right?
We're
all fucked up.
You know what I feel like?
Yeah.
I feel like if I got a therapist,
they
would commit suicide.
They would commit suicide?
They would, like...
Just can't deal with your shit?
They would not be able to deal with my shit. I would make them question reality itself. I would make them question everything they know, everything they have practiced.
Yeah.
Because I got things to talk about. I got things about life that I'm trying to dig into, that I'm trying to... Nah.
Let's hope that we can afford therapy. Y'all know we need that shit.
Yeah, for real.
Nah. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, definitely. That's going to take me a long time to work on that type of, like, things. But definitely. Yeah. It's definitely an issue.
Yeah, it is. Mm. What's one thing you think I should work on then?
Is this something that bothers me or something that should bother you? Because there's some things that bothers me that I need to let out my chest.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, tell me something that bothers you and something you think should bother me as well. I'm trying to know both. I'm curious. I'm trying to know both.
All right, cool.
Guys, if this is the last episode that we film, it's because of whatever is about to come out of her mouth right now.
No!
All right, go ahead, tell me how you feel.
It's not
we start
deep.
We start this year with honesty.
Omar lives in his own time zone, yeah? And he thinks, like, time revolves around him, basically.
I'm a diva, you know?
He's literally a diva. He cannot come in time if you paid him money. He will always come late.
Look, like I told you earlier, when I was trying to gaslight you about me coming late. like I was telling you, it's actually disrespectful for me to come on time. And that's how I feel. Like if you tell me be here at 18:00 and I pull up at 18:00, something about that just doesn't feel right to me. I don't know. It feels like, you know what it feels like? It feels like my time is unimportant, or like I have nothing else to do. That's the reason why I'm so punctual.
But it's not like it's a drop-in meeting. We booked this time.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
And you said you had nothing to do this time. So yeah, that's why we booked this time.
No, but the thing is, yeah, I know we booked that time. But at the same time, I don't see the necessity of what has to be exactly that time. Because at the end of the day, when I actually do come that time, we don't just start filming directly. You know what I mean?
I don't think you can fix this in 2023.
Hey,
I don't think you can fix it.
See, that's the thing though. I'm not even trying to fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't see the problem.
I don't see
you
it
are
as a
the problem.
Problem.
Yeah.
I am the problem. Like, it needs to get to a point where it's cost somebody their life. Like,
yeah.
I come late and somebody dies. You know what I mean? That's when it'd be like, okay, this is a habit that needs to change. But for now, it's like, it's all shits and giggles, isn't it?
It's very annoying. It's very annoying.
Yeah, okay. So that's one thing that bothers you that you feel I need to work on.
Yeah, but you're not going to work on it. So we can just pass on that.
We can just,
honest.
Yeah.
We can just pass on
that's
that.
Not even on my New Year's resolution list. It's not even there.
Something I think you should work on that is personal to you. Actually, reverse to you. Because you don't open up much either. There's no way.
No, I tell you the most, to be honest. But that's the thing though, like,
no,
I guess you're right.
You don't, because I found out that you broke up with your girlfriend from you than that girlfriend.
Yeah, that's because we hadn't met yet.
Well, a little text would have been nice. Shit,
I mean, I guess, but I'm always trying to tell you in person, so I mean, I guess you kind of do have a point, because like I do open up about like deep stuff, but most of the time it's like something that I can cover up in a funny way, because you know a lot of my traumas and stuff like that, but it always comes out like in a funny way. It's not like we're having a deep conversation and I'm getting emotional and stuff like that.
No, we never have those moments.
We do, but it's not that often.
No, it's like very rare.
Like family issues and shit like that. It's not that often. Most of the time, it's like shits and giggles.
It is shit and good.
Because that's how we like it.
Hey, if we don't laugh, we're going to cry. So.
Yeah, exactly. And no, but I guess you're right. Because that's one thing about me as well, yeah? One thing that all of like you all know is that when I'm going through something, I don't open up about it when I'm going through it. Mm. I open up about it later when I have gone through it.
When you're done, when it's done.
When I'm done
you're
and I'm
literally
over
me.
It.
You're literally me, though.
Right?
Exactly.
Photocopies of each other.
Seriously, though.
Yeah.
Because that's me, too. Because I need to be done with it for me to talk about it.
Talk about it. You know where that gets dangerous? Because I've been thinking about this a little bit recently.
Yeah.
It gets dangerous when we finally meet something that we can't get over.
Fuck, yeah.
That's when it's going to become a problem. If we cannot get over it, and we don't want to talk about it, that's what takes you to dark places. Because then you feel like you're trapped in whatever emotion you're going through.
Yeah.
And then what do people do? They take their own lives. I'm not saying that we're going to go that far, but I'm just saying, I don't pray that we find a conflict within us that we cannot conquer by ourselves. And at the same time, we don't want to open up about it to somebody else. That's when it's going to become dangerous.
Yeah.
Because right now, the things that we go through is like I've gone through some shit, you know that.
Mm.
You go through some shit, I know that as well. Mm. And in a way, we kind of know what that is. Mm. But we still don't want to talk about it.
No.
Because in a way, we kind of feel like talking about it isn't necessarily going to help. Like, we want to get over that achievement first. Like, we want to get over whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And then be like, yeah, so this is what I've been going through.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That summons it.
Yeah, that definitely. Pretty much summons it. But I don't think that's necessarily like a super healthy way to go about it.
It's definitely not.
Yeah.
It's not, but sometimes it's like a survival skill.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because it could help like opening up about it. Like you could get some tips and people might tell you something that's going to make you feel better about the situation. So you shouldn't always feel like you need to take care of the situation first before you can start opening up about it. Maybe you opening up about it could
it's
speed
gonna fix the
it could speed, you know, the process of you getting over the situation. Mm. So it could be beneficial at times.
It could be.
But yeah, I guess I got deep.
That got deep real quick.
Yeah. So that's something we should work on. What's a blessing that happened for you 2022?
You already know this. I become an auntie.
Oh yeah.
That's a very big deal. That's literally such a big deal to me. Yeah. I always wanted to become an auntie because God knows I'm not giving birth. So I always wanted to be the cool auntie and that now my wish is fulfilled.
Are you you have become an auntie, but have you become the cool auntie?
I am the cool auntie.
Have you become the rich auntie?
That we're working on. We're working on being the rich auntie.
Yeah.
But a cool auntie, I'm still a cool auntie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to maintain it when the kid becomes older. Because right now, they don't even see you as the cool auntie. Right now, you just like anything.
Yeah, right now, I'm just nothing, really.
He's just nothing,
he don't
really.
Even know his auntie.
He doesn't even know who you are. No. So when he turns like 10 years old or like, you know, around
age
and you're like 30s, 33.
Oh my God, when he said when he turns 10, I'm going to be like
33. That's when you need to become the cool auntie. That's when you can actually.
I can't see myself 33, man.
What?
I can't see myself 33. Imagine 33.
Imagine us. Sounds like we're high right now, but we're not even.
What
33, bro.
33, imagine that.
Hey, let's not even think that far. Let's just try to make it through 2023.
Yeah.
We'll think about 2033 when that fucking comes.
Because yeah.
That's actually...
It's going to be 2033.
Yeah.
Nah, man, it's too much. My like, brain cannot contain that thought.
Shit.
That's nonsense.
That's a long one from now.
Yeah. But no, the amazing thing that happened in 2022 for me is I become an auntie. Mm. How about you?
I probably would say like being able to stick to something. I mean, that's something that I've more or less always known about myself, but I feel like this year it really struck me that if I put my mind onto something, like I really put my mind onto it, I'm gonna fucking do it. Because like I remember literally ending of 2021 around that time, I had my eyes set on like how much I wanted to make. And it was like double how much I was making at the time. Mm. And 2022, I achieved that basically. Mm-hmm. And also like I had like plans of like training nonstop for like the whole of that season. And I was basically be able to be consistent, like working out sometimes twice a day, like training, playing football games and whatever. And I, like, it turned out more or less like exactly how I imagined it would be, except for when I started getting the injuries because I wasn't eating enough, and that kind of threw me off. But I also like how I pivoted from that, because as soon as the football season finished, I jumped into something else, and that's what I'm more or less working on right now. So I like how I can adjust to whatever situation I'm going through and how I can be focused in whatever I'm doing at that moment.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something that I would say I'm most proud of, like, this year. My ability to adapt to, like, different situations.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, a few years ago, like, let's say what happened to me this year, like, getting injured all the time, that would have put me in a really bad place mentally. But this year just feels like I have quite a lot of stuff going on. So one bad thing doesn't bring me down. Like, if one bad thing happens, like, I'm very agile with my thoughts. I'm able to bounce back very quickly. I don't let myself sit too far or like too deep in a situation. So yeah, that's
really dope.
Yeah,
that's really dope.
That's what I'm most proud of, to be honest.
Love emotional that for you. Agility. That's really dope.
Yeah, that's why it all goes back to like what we're talking about in a few episodes back. It all goes back to like us saying, like me saying that I couldn't get heartbroken anymore. I really mean that shit with everything. Because like, I'm so quick to jump onto like something else. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be like jump to another person.
Yo, that's really bad.
It's just like, I would just.
Not when you, it went so well, Omar. It was going so well and now you had to switch it like this. We were all in your side.
Nah, for real. I feel like I'm so agile with my thoughts, yeah? I know how to get myself out of something real quick. Like, real motherfucking quick. If I'm in an uncomfortable situation, I would make it comfortable in my head so quick. It would be like that thing never even happened to begin with.
Okay, that's messy, man. You can get over somebody you love that quick, shit.
And I do genuinely get over it because I don't... It's not like... something that's stuck in the back of my mind. It's like out of my mind completely. This is also one thing that I want to work on this year. Like I want to actually journal, like actively journal. So I can remember things more or less exactly how they are. Because right now it feels like, I swear to God, it feels like I'm just living and I'm not really reflecting. I'm not thinking about what happened last year. I'm not really thinking about where I was like the year before that, because God knows I have come far, but like I'm just moving. Like I accomplished something to the next one. Next, I accomplished next, something next, to the next one. I need to be like a bit more conscious in like where I'm moving in life and the things that I am doing and the things that I have accomplished. Like I don't think about family as much as I am supposed to. And I'm really trying to work on that. But I don't. And because I don't think about family that much, I don't call back home that much. That's also because like I know everybody's doing all right. So I don't feel like me calling to check up on whatever. I don't feel like that will make a big difference. But I know it will make a big difference. But the only reason why that is happening is because I'm always like looking for the next challenge. You know, I'm always like, and it's also one thing, yeah. Right now, like I'm in my 20s, it's all me.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And I feel like if it continues like it's that, at some point too. I'm going to regret it, you know? Yeah, early 20s as well, where it's like, it's all about you. It's only about you. So I just hope like nothing terrible happens where I'm going to regret not spending time with, you know, the people that I love or thinking so much about the people that I love. So I'm trying to be more thoughtful this year and be more conscious about, you know, stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Looks like this is not going to be a funny episode.
It's going to be a deep one, I guess.
It's a deep one, you know. It's a new year, you know. Gotta reflect on how the year has been. And
exactly.
See where you're trying to go.
I actually have like a lot of hope for 2023.
Same, fam. Same.
Yeah. Now that I'm like thinking about it, there's a lot like that could happen.
Yeah. Possibilities are everywhere. I don't think that I have ever been as optimistic for a year as I am for this year. Because also, like, I've learned a lot during 2022.
Yeah.
So I just hope that I can keep on being consistent on the things that I am doing right now.
Mm.
And I just know if I'm consistent, like, over time, we're going to be showering with gold.
Definitely.
But you know one thing that I've realized, yeah? 2022 actually beat everybody's ass up.
It beat
everybody's ass up, man.
It beat my mental up.
You know that post that used to go out around every time, like towards the end of the year, the woman with a big backpack stepping on like stairs, and then she's dropping bad energy, she's dropping bad friends, negativity. I didn't see none of that shit. End of 2022.
Yeah, everybody was quiet.
Everybody was. I didn't see one person post, oh, this is about to be my year. 2022 really humbled people.
It literally did. It did. Everybody's quiet.
Everybody was quiet.
Him.
Nothing.
Him.
Nothing. Why is that?
No, it beat our mental up. It literally did.
Mm.
Now, the only thing we wish for is World War III not to happen.
Like,
that's literally what we wish
for.
The
bare minimum.
We're just trying to survive. It's literally survival area. Have you seen these bills?
Like, yes. Oh my god, from the cost of living.
Up. So
up, up.
People are struggling. Okay. No wonder. Yeah.
Everybody's so concerned about like their living situation. Everybody's dreading 2023.
Bruh, that's what survival. That's what we're on right now.
I swear to God. Fam? Did I tell you about like me going to the groceries? And like at first, I think I told you the story. Like back then, when adults complain about things being expensive, I was like, "Fuck is y'all talking about?" Like the cost of things is getting expensive, and they would say, like something costed like 30. Now it's like 32, and I'm like, it's only like.
Two crowns.
Like,
yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it's like 2 crowns on everything that you buy that actually does make a big difference at the end of the day. Like, I never used to understand when adults complain about fuel. Like, fuel was like 22 crowns and now it's 24 crowns.
Yeah.
But if you're buying like 10 liters, that adds up. But anyways, the moment where I realized that, like, inflation is real, fucking real, the moment I realized, look, this is actually happening. It's like, I used to buy like sun-dried tomatoes at the store.
So good.
So good. Yeah. There's this pasta that I make it with.
Mm.
Freaking delicious. Mm. I didn't know what the exact price was, right? But I knew it was like 30-something.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Ask me how one day I went to the store and I'm buying that same shit. I don't see 3. I see a 4. It costed 40-something. I was like, no freaking way.
Yeah.
Like, this shit was just like 30-something some days ago.
Yeah.
And it went up by like a big amount, like literally, 5 crowns or something like that. I was like, no fucking way, this shit can't run.
No, like everything went up by like 6 crowns.
And our salaries are still the same.
Salaries still the same.
Something needs to change.
People been saying that.
Yo.
To decide
something real quick,
because
especially for me that eats like a monster, like
it's long for you.
It's too long, fam.
It's too long for
like
you.
I was telling you,
I literally survived on noodles.
I can't. If I was supposed to survive on noodles, that would be a whole lot of noodles. If you were making as much as I'm making, exactly the same, you'd be living a completely different lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, you already travel and you do shit like that, yeah?
I would take flights.
You would be catching flights every weekend. Yeah. I'm not even making this shit up.
No, I would.
For real.
Yeah. Like, I could eat anything.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to take that trip, I'm going to take that trip. Nothing's going to stop me.
You're going to make it work.
I'm going to make it work. Some way, somehow. Yep.
If that means you're going to have to eat noodles and everything
to
save the money, that's exactly what the fuck you're going to do.
Yeah. But you can survive like me. He grew up on money, okay? Silver spoon, that's what he grew up on.
Yo, stop trying to tell people I'm rich. My God. Because I remember the episode when I was talking about eating rats.
Yeah, that's on you, man.
Nah.
That's literally on you.
Now, you trying to paint me as this rich boy? I ain't no rich boy.
I don't know why y'all did that. I still don't understand, but it's what it is, man.
Are we about to get into that conversation?
Nah, again? Let's not go deep into that. Some confession real quick.
All right, guys. So I got a confession for y'all. First confession of 2023. Mm-hmm. And it goes like this. Mm. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
OnlyFan model dates man who is against it. I, 24 female, have been seeing this guy, 28 male, for a while now. We met about 8 months ago, and in that time, only went on 3 dates. Up until recently, when we've gone on a few more and been talking regularly, and it's been going great. I really like him. However, we're still new, so we haven't gotten into the nitty-gritty of our lives. I used to do OnlyFans, create around the time we originally first met. It hasn't been on my mind to tell him just yet, as it hasn't come up, and we're still getting to know one another. The other night, he told me he would occasionally go see sex workers during dry spells. So I thought, this is great, thinking he'd react well. The next day, we're talking.
That's when she fucked up.
The next day, yesterday, we're talking and I made a joke about OnlyFans as a partial segue. And he had an interesting reaction. He said it's changed how men view dating. Curious, I asked how, and he said, I wouldn't want to date a girl who shows the world her dirty pictures for $10. My selection in dating has been smaller. He's made it clear that a girl that does or did OnlyFans is a non-negotiable for him. And now I don't know how to tell him, but I need to. I don't believe in secrets, and it's not something I'm ashamed of. While I don't make content anymore, that content is still out there and could come back to bite me at any time. I do think it's a little hypocritical of him, as previously he has gone to sex workers, but I can also understand. We have a date today that we planned earlier, but I just don't know. Should I just text him about it, tell him on our date, end things with no explanation?
Or end things with no explanation.
Without telling him that she did OnlyFans in the past.
You should definitely tell him that you did OnlyFans.
Mm.
And I think he is hypocritical, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
for having paid for sex.
For having paid for sex. She said sex work, so maybe it's stripping. She didn't specify.
No, it's sex.
So he paid for sex. Because he paid
when
he had
dry spells, like when he couldn't get girls. So he definitely
He
definitely paid for it.
I'd rather be the seller instead of the buyer any day. At least she's earning her money.
It's one thing though, like, I could say I could understand that if his values were different. Like, if he didn't rate, like, sexual working at all, right?
Mm.
And then he was like, yeah, like, I don't want my girl to be a sexual worker in, like, any way whatsoever. But then he doesn't also partake in the sexual working industry whatsoever. Because right now, he's a client in that industry. Even though it's not necessarily OnlyFans, but he's still partaking in some shape
in that industry. He's doing worse than OnlyFans.
Yeah, basically. But the fact that he has actually paid with his own money for it, but he's against his girl making money from what he would pay for, that is just not really clicking.
Yeah, and it's something she's not doing anymore. It's something she has done in the past.
Mm.
So if he cannot get over that, sweetie, you don't even want to be in that relationship anymore.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't rate, like, you guys to be equals at all.
Yeah.
Because at least you were earning the money. And he paid for sex.
Yeah.
It's different. would you excuse somebody paying for sex instead of like doing OnlyFans, or which one would you excuse more in your eyes?
To be honest, yeah, I would excuse somebody paying for sex.
Seriously?
Yeah, because that's not out there. The world doesn't get to see that. That's something you did behind closed doors. You know what I mean? Like, I know it. That's fine. But, like, nobody else is going to be able to see it. So, in a way, it's like, yeah, it's a bit anonymous, isn't it? But, like, just like she said, that is going to come back and bite her at some point. So, like, everybody's going to see that content. As long as the internet exists, people pay for that. So, that's more or less, like, always going to exist on somebody's telephone.
Paying for sex shows to me desperation.
Mm-hmm.
So desperation is never attractive to me. Desperation is a bit gross for me. So I would never excuse somebody paid for sex. I would probably excuse somebody doing OnlyFans depending on the reason why they did it. If they did it because of money, I could definitely excuse it. If they did it because like they really enjoyed that, just being a sex worker, then I feel like it's different because I feel like you're going to go back to it. Or it's something that you actually enjoy. But if they did it because of like unnecessary of like, oh, they needed some amount of money on that stuff, I feel like it would be okay. But for her, I would say you should definitely tell him. And if he is not into it, fuck him. Because when he does it, it's okay. But when you do it, it's a problem. Would you be able to date an OnlyFans, like a person that did OnlyFans before? No longer does it.
To be honest, like knowing me, knowing where I come from, knowing my culture, knowing my religion and everything, I don't think I could. I don't think I could. I've been programmed in such a way that, nah.
That's not going to run.
It's not going to run. It's not going to run because like, everybody's seeing that, and when our kids grow up, that content is still going to be there somehow. And I'm not really trying to let anybody else see like what my wife got up to.
Yeah, so you wouldn't excuse somebody having sex for money either.
You wouldn't excuse if somebody paid for it. I couldn't excuse if she got paid to have sex with somebody. I just couldn't.
What if she needed the money?
Yeah, no. See, that's the thing. Like, I'm not so desperate. I'm not so desperate for love. Like, yeah, if she needed the money and we, like, got to know each other and I really felt for her.
Yeah.
And then she told me that, yeah, she did that because she really needed the money. Like, I would still have love for you. Like, I wouldn't judge you or whatever, but, like, I'm going to go find somebody else. Yeah, I would go
you
find somebody else.
You literally have no chivalry in you. Literally zero. Holy. Why
no,
are you so hard,
cause,
bruh?
Because, like, I know what that's going to do to me mentally. I know what that's going to do to
I'm
me mentally.
Go find
over,
somebody else.
Over.
Said, if I love her, if we met very beautifully, if we had keys, if we were married, you painted us that picture and now you're like, I'm going to find somebody else.
Yeah, because just like I told you, like there's like so many people on this earth. Like if somebody has something about them that I know for a fact, like I can be like, yeah, I'm open and whatever. But I know for a fact that's going to bother me. Like, nah, fam. Just like, yeah, we had whatever we had. But, like, I know this is going to be a deal breaker, like, some point in the relationship. So I would much rather, for my own sake and for your own sake, because I don't want you to be feeling a certain type of way about yourself. But, like, I would just, yeah, I would just call it off and find somebody that I felt like more or less aligns with who I am as a person and aligns with me in my journey in life. I'm all about alignment.
Alignment?
Like, yeah, no. So I personally could not date somebody that had an OnlyFans.
But you also don't participate in the sex work. Like, you're not a customer.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, happy new years to everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode. And yeah, we genuinely hope that everybody's doing all right, and we hope that everybody's gonna have a fantastic year with lots of blessings and prosperity and opportunities. That's what we're manifesting, and that's what we hope you guys manifest for yourselves as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for listening to this episode, and let's have a great year together. All right, guys, take care.
See you guys next week, Tuesday.
Yup. Peace.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.